The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to begin this morning by telling you about a story. About a close relative of mine who was fighting stage 4 breast cancer. She has had one breast removed, and now the cancer has spread to the other breast and into her lungs. She is 69 years old, and she and her husband just celebrated their 49th wedding anniversary. They have shown great strength and courage and have been committed to each other in more ways than ever throughout the past 4 years. Our wedding vows are very sacred, and we commit to one another and to God to live together in the covenant of marriage. Someone recently said to me that when we say the words of our wedding vows, in sickness and in health, we really never know what it will truly mean. Being a caregiver of a spouse or a parent can take a toll on anyone. Michael and I were caregivers for my mother. I thank God that I was able to give back for her what she gave to me. Giving prayer to Jesus and thanks, he walks beside us with each step, giving us strength for every decision and choice we make. I often reflect back about my parents and how they raised their 4 children, teaching us respect and honor and bringing us up in a faithful environment. I'm very thankful to them for always being available to us and turning to them for encouragement and always being there and giving us never-ending love. Often we forget to thank each other and thank God for what he gives us each day. We certainly don't ask for diseases or heartaches in our lives, but when they fall upon us, when we least expect them, when we face troubles, the Father looks for us to pray to him and to ask him for strength and courage to work through the troubles we face, and he will help us. When illnesses strike us, we often feel alone and in the world by ourselves. Often when troubles arise, we look to God in prayer for help. Just as only God can heal us of disease, only God can free our hearts from sin. Each morning when I awake, I give thanks for the new day and what I've been given. I have eyes to see, ears to hear, movable arms arms and legs. I have a memory still with me. I had my day, my morning prayer and praises to our Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Jesus encounters 10 lepers on their way to Jerusalem. In those days, lepers, they pretty much kept to themselves. They were in groups of their own. They were considered unclean. They wore rags for clothes around themselves and covered their heads as not to be seen. They usually had no land to till or had no livestock and depended on mercy and pity of the people and others to obtain food. When they see Jesus, they immediately ask him to take pity on them for whatever he might give them. They don't actually ask him for healing, they just ask him for clothing and shelter and his compassion. Jesus instructs the 10 to go to receive cleaning from the priests of the village. And they obey Jesus. As they went, they suddenly discovered that they've been healed. As they look at each other, they see that their skin is clear and clean. They shout with overjoy as they have been made well. The 9 who were healed were probably Jews who returned to their families and the villages and their lives. The 9 did have faith, but they seemed to be unthankful for their healing. Jesus gives freely, and we are free to respond with gratitude. The 10th, probably a Samaritan, returns to Jesus and falls to his knees to give Jesus thanks for his healing. He had faith and praised Jesus and gives him thanks. When we are young, our parents surprise us with gifts for our birthdays, especially at Christmas time. We are thrilled with joy, and we thank them. God gave us the most precious gift of all. He gave us his only beloved Son, who gave up his life on the cross and gave us eternal life. His victory was won for us, for our gratefulness. We thank and praise God for everything in our lives. In our times when life is most difficult, let us continue to offer praise to God and turn our troubles to triumph. Thank and praise God for everything in our lives. Thank him for even the difficulties. God knows what is best for us and opens the door with blessings when we need it most. Are we taking God's blessings for granted? Are we thankful even in the hard times? When hard times come, know that God is a calm, compassionate God who suffers with us. There's a quote from Rick Warren that says, "God smiles when we praise and thank him continually. Few things feel better than receiving heartfelt praise and appreciation from someone else. God loves it too. An amazing thing happens when we offer praise and thanksgiving to God. When we give God enjoyment, our own hearts are filled with joy. Having a thankful heart is God's will for us in Christ Jesus." Amen.